Well, I've been at the Potosi Saloon for going on 8 years now. I've probably been in the restaurant business for probably about 25, a little more than 25 years.
Since the pandemic began and then you started opening up for to-go orders and everything, describe how business has been for a place such as what you run there.
Well, business has changed a lot. Everything is different. They shut us down and then opened us up for carryout, and the surrounding areas, the surrounding towns, people in town, all the customer base, I think for everybody, including myself, was very good to us during that time. Everybody did everything they could as far as ordering carryouts whenever we were open, just to get us through that time when we were closed. And now, I mean, there are some people that, you know, are still nervous about going out, and they don't like big crowds, which, you know, we can all understand. And things have changed. People got used to staying home. And the prices obviously are going up between gas and food and everything else, so they're not going out as often now.
Let's talk about the people that are coming out. What are some of the trends that you're seeing? I mean, is it an early crowd? Is it have you adjusted your hours at all? What you talked about, you know, what are some of the trends you're seeing being in the restaurant bar business?
Well, actually, I have been seeing our lunch crowds are busier than what they used to be. Our night crowds are not as busy. But again, people got used to staying home. You know, things are more expensive, so they're not coming out as often as they used to.
What about to-go orders?
We still do a lot of to-go orders. Yeah. I think the people that are nervous about going out still find that that's the easiest thing to do for them.
Let's talk about some other issues related to the pandemic. And you talked about gas prices and everything that are going up. What is happening right now as far as the cost, not just of the food, but also of the supplies that you get in order to make the food? Can you give us a rundown of what some of those items may be and how the cost has changed?
Well, everything has changed dramatically. I think a lot of people have talked about it since early on. 8 months ago, the fryer oil that we use, which is soybean oil, went from $17 for a 30-pound jug to, I think right now we're paying about $42 or $43 a jug, and it takes about two of them to fill a fryer, and everything has gone up. To-go containers have gone up significantly. It's something that we paid, you know, $22 a case for 6-8 months ago. Now we're paying $55.
Before the interview started, you had mentioned something as simple as a toothpick, and why don't you describe what kind of toothpick we're talking about? And I think you said the fact is you can't even get them anymore, and how do you use them in the restaurant business?
Well, the toothpicks, actually, it's a 4-inch toothpick. It has a little frill on top of it, a little colored frill. And actually, we put it in the sandwich just so that when we're carrying it out to tables and stuff, the top of the bun and everything else is not falling off and just keeps everything together. And I cannot find a 4-inch toothpick to save my soul. None of the companies have it. It's just one of those products that's out.
What about cleaning supplies that you would use in the kitchen and also the restaurant? Has that been impacted as well, price-wise, and supplies?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the price of garbage bags has gone up. The price of your floor cleaners and different bleaches, everything has gone up. There's nothing cheap anymore. I'm actually in the process of going over my food menus and stuff, and all that stuff is taken into consideration when you're pricing out a food menu.
And let's talk about other items that aren't available, such as the food items. I've been hearing from some restaurants I've gone to that I can't get this, I can't get that. What's the story been for you?
Well, every week it's something different. You do your food orders Sundays, Monday mornings. Trucks start coming in, and it's basically just hope and pray that everything shows up. I got a truck today. There were 3 items that I just can't get.
And what were they?
Mine were actually all, well, I couldn't get the toothpicks, of course. And I couldn't get catfish, and I couldn't get ketchup.
And, of course, you know, Friday night fish fries in Wisconsin in the tri-state, legendary. That's what people love to go enjoy. What's the story been on that end?
Well, we all saw this coming down the pipe. I mean, our salesmen were warning us, hey, you know, things are going to be tight. We're going to be running out of things. They told us the paper market, which is our to-go containers and all of those kind of supplies, napkins, straws. People are having a lot of problems getting straws. They told us all of this stuff, even fish. They said, order a lot of fish before Lent, because by Lent, we don't know if we can get it to you. So most of the restaurants, as long as they can, they've been ordering ahead. I've been ordering ahead. So me not getting catfish this week is not going to hurt me. If I don't get it next week, it might hurt me the following week. But right now, I'm good.
What about such things? I've heard shortages of, you know, breaded onion rings, cauliflower. Have you been dealing with those same things?
Yes. For a while there was about a month and a half where I couldn't get onion rings at all. Now I order onion rings, and I get them about every other week. I actually got my delivery this week. Last week I did not.
And what about the cost? Can you give us an example of what, you know, what maybe chicken wings had cost previously and what they cost now, and the same for some of these other items?
Well, chicken wings have gone up significantly. I think for a 10-pound case of chicken wings, I was paying around the $40 mark for a case of chicken wings, and they are up to about $79 now. Onions, we do a blooming onion, so we get the jumbo-sized onions, and I had priced them out about a year or two ago, and I was paying 38 cents an onion, and it's $1.76 now.
Well, let's talk about how you adjust your menu, because I know a lot of restaurants, you know, have their menus made up. They're very nicely laminated and everything. And with all the changes that have been going on, how do you make the changes that need to get done on the menu?
No, you just kind of go with the flow. You do what you have to do. I've gone something as simple as taking the menus out of their sleeves and crossing out the one price and changing it to another. People have gone as far as just doing paper menus. That seems to be the easiest thing to do. You can change them when you need to. Obviously, in the restaurant business, you don't like to be changing your prices on the daily. So you change them when food costs go extremely high. And then if they go up again, you kind of like hold out. I mean, sometimes they will go down. Not very often right now, but sometimes they do.
I think you have one night a week, you have like chicken wings. Have you been able to maintain that?
We actually used to have a wing night on Tuesday night. We have not done that, and I would say probably about a year, year and a half. We just can't afford to. The price that we would actually have to charge everybody, it's just not worth it.
All right. Let's also talk about the labor situation. Normally, when you're full staffed, how many people is that, and where are you sitting at now?
Full staff is somewhere between 30, 35 employees, probably about 5 or 6 full-time and the rest part-time. Right now, I am at about 2 full-time and the rest part-time, and I think I have a total of about 17 employees. So we're about half-staffed right now.
And I should mention that when we were communicating back and forth, you said you were doing an interview with someone trying to hire a dishwasher or something, and I said, well, I put my way through college washing dishes. Should I apply? And you agreed to hire me. So
yeah.
I guess I have a job if I want to. Yeah, I guess I have a job if I want to. What's the feedback from customers when you're, like you said, you know, they notice the changes on the menu. They notice they can't get things. So what do they say?
Oh, everybody's been great. I mean, I really haven't had a whole lot of complaints. Everybody knows that we're short-staffed. They're very accommodating, very good to the employees that are out there working hard and trying to keep up with everything. And maybe the wait times are a little bit longer than what they used to be, but nobody seems to be in a hurry. So everybody's been pretty good about it. Nobody's really complained or anything like that. There's a lot of questions, and we're always willing to answer any questions that anybody has. But no, they've been really good.
It's good they've been understanding of the entire situation. Now, of course, we've got gas prices that are skyrocketing, and again, that has to be a concern to you, not only for what your supplies are going to run, because I'm sure there's surcharges on deliveries, but also how much money does that consumer have left in their pockets, right?
Well, absolutely. And everybody knows anytime the gas prices go up, the price of everything goes up.
And what about, I guess, beer sales, alcohol sales? Not so much how much people are drinking, but is it a fact of their costs have gone up too, right?
No, everybody's costs have gone up. The price of trying to get new employees in, everybody seems to have to raise their minimum wage. If you're raising wages and you can't get, a lot of the beer companies were having problems getting bottles for a while. And then there was a can shortage and there was all sorts of different stuff. So that increases prices all across the board everywhere, especially when you're short something. So everybody switches to something else. If you're short cans and everybody switches to bottles, everybody wants it, the price goes up.
All right. Well, thanks for your time this morning, Jane. We'll let you get a plug in. What are your hours? Where can people find your menu online?
We're on PotosiSaloon.com. You can find everything there. We got pictures. We got menus. We got all sorts of stuff. We are open Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m.
And one final question about your restaurant bar. You offer a lot of different things. You've got, like, I know I've had the 2-pound pretzel and some other food items, but what are some of the top-selling food items you have, maybe perhaps the top two or three that people enjoy?
Well, the pretzel is one of our biggest sellers. Our pizzas, we have a pan and a beer-infused thin crust, so people really seem to enjoy that. And then we have some great sandwiches, burgers and steaks. They all come fresh from Hobbers.